This is Senator Bob Dole. Today I'll tell you about a profile in courage, and his name is Ted Kennedy, Jr. In a moment, his dad and I will face off. Ted, you can be proud of your son, Ted, Jr. He is a fine young man who is an inspiration to millions of disabled Americans. At the age of 12, young Mr. Kennedy lost a leg to cancer. But believe me, that wasn't about to prevent him from pursuing life with vigor and determination. He is now a leader in promoting employment opportunities for the disabled, and his successful life is a real role model. That's why I was honored when he lent his name and time to a Washington fundraiser for the Dole Foundation, a non-political organization dedicated to creating jobs for the disabled. As Ted Jr. told us, we reject the term handicapped. Ted, your son is a winner.
Bob, I appreciate that, and I don't know anyone with greater courage or determination than Teddy. Not a day goes by that I don't thank God for the miracle of medicine and faith that saved his life. I only wish that every family in America could have the same access to the best in medical care that we were fortunate enough to receive. You share some of Teddy's qualities, Bob. Your own comeback from severe wounds in World War II is a remarkable story, too. We may not always see eye to eye on public issues, but I admire your public service and especially your commitment, like Teddy's, to help the disabled achieve their full potential. Like you, Bob, Teddy has also started a foundation dedicated to the proposition that the disabled deserve opportunity, not sympathy. His organization is called Facing the Challenge, Bob, and I think you'll be hearing a lot more of it. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on President Reagan's curious comment about why the poor go hungry. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.